Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday. How are we?
Oh, brilliant. 10 out of 10 morning.
Me too.
I'm just firing to be here.
Excuse yourself, Jay.
Moving my microphone.
What's going on? Good weekend, guys. What's happening?
Oh, brilliant. You know, just you can only stay at home, but you just make the best of it, right?
I know. Yeah. I had the best, like, most relaxing weekend I think I've had in so long. I just watched Star Wars all weekend.
Really? That's great, man. Did you get through all of them?
No, I got through three, but I've consumed way too many calories for
so which for three?
Just the start first from the start? Three, episode one through three.
Yeah, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Doing things in order, how it's meant to be done.
I know. What did you guys get up to? Your dad was here over the weekend.
Dad was here over the weekend, so I got to catch up with him.
Nice.
Ben and I went and got some pizza. No, just regular Joe stuff, really.
Sweet. What pizza did you get?
It was just a Supreme.
No, I meant like what what company made the
Tsunamis
pizza?
Or something?
Tsunamis. I've never heard of
it. I don't know. They're in Westfield, Qatar. I have no idea.
Tsunamis. Oh, was it good?
Tsunamis? Sinis or something? I don't know.
Very different.
You mean
three very
Cronetis?
Different.
Canadies, maybe. I have no idea, but it was good pizza.
Hey, that's
actually
amazing.
And the service, you know what? The service was really good.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Nice one. They're what about really you, Crevo?
You went to markets yesterday and then Saturday night got the Korean barbecue.
Was
happening.
It good?
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah.
Nice one.
Set up like the little stove and everything, got the special hot plate out. It was amazing.
I've got an announcement to make, actually.
An announcement?
It's not big, but it kind of is.
Oh,
Maddie from the newsroom, you'll love this, right? So, we've had this station cat here for a while. Its name is Scummy.
Yes, Scummy the cat.
Great name. Thanks, Maddie. Somebody here's taken it home and given it a brand new home.
Kimmy took it.
Who?
Did Kimmy take it?
No. So it was one of the weekend guys. I found out over the weekend.
Really? Oh,
Scummy's been rehomed.
Does the original owner of Scummy know?
I don't know.
So this is either a cat that's been rehomed or a cat theft.
Well, they took. So technically, its real name is Snowy. So I wasn't too far off the mark when I said Scummy. I think if you take a snowy white cat and it gets a bit dirty, Scummy's a perfect nickname.
So how did they find out the cat's name was Snowy?
Well, out of microchips.
So they took it back to the owner, or
they're looking for the owner and can't find the owner. So the RSPCA, I believe, is on the hunt for the owner.
The owner isn't near here.
No, Waratah, apparently.
Oh, poor cat! It probably got dumped.
Poor Scummy. I still want to call it Scummy.
I know. I love calling it Scummy.
Or did Scummy go on a journey and ended up here?
It looks rough.
Who knows?
It's been a long journey. Lads versus lasses up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. And an amazing prize to get your hands on here. So you could win a family pass. To what, Maddie? Why don't you tell me?
It's the second one. Even better prize.
Oh, we've changed it up. Excellent. What have we
read
got?
Read your emails. Christmas in July pack for the winner today, guys, including a 2 kilo New FM pudding, a bottle of wine, and a selection of meats from Farnham's Butchery.
Oh, how good's that? Christmas in July. You want to be celebrating that. That's what I'll be doing. I don't know about you guys.
One guy, one girl, 13, 10, 09. If you want to win that, we'll play after Choir Boys, Run to Paradise. Welcome to Monday, 6:07. Good morning. Choir Boys, it's 11 degrees in the city right now. This is 105.3 New FM. And we still need a lass, 13, 10, 09. If you want to play lads versus lasses today.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
And ladies, you want to be calling up on 131009 because nobody does prizes like us, right? Get your ear holes around this. You could be winning a 2 kilo new FM pudding, a bottle of wine, and a selection of meats from Farnham's Butchery.
It's Christmas in July.
I know.
Absolutely.
Celebrate Christmas in July. I know I will be. I'll be decking the halls with holly. Like, that's my whole thing, right?
Oh, man. Jesus. All right, let's go to the phone, shall we?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to Carl. Morning, mate.
How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. How was your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, nice. Cool. All right, let's get into your first question. All right. The celebrity nickname Bennifer belongs to which celebrity couple?
What was the nickname, sorry?
Bennifer.
Oh, we're not
having a clue. Okay, it's Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Back together. Did you see the pictures of them making out over the weekend?
I did.
Ooh. Bit steamy, was it?
Very.
Very. All right, question two. What does the shop Endless Dusk sell?
Vacuums?
No.
I think he heard Endless Dust, maybe.
Yeah, candles and essential oils. Okay, question number three. Which Baldwin brother is Hailey Bieber's father? Is it A, Alec, B, Stephen, or C, William Baldwin?
I don't know, William?
No, unfortunately, it was B, Stephen. But just hold the line, because if our lass doesn't score, we'll go to a coin toss.
All right, let's meet our lass this morning. New FM, who's this?
Cindy.
Who, sorry?
Cindy.
Cindy, how are you? Good weekend?
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, excellent. Let's get into it. You need one for an instant win today, Cindy. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. On which part of a door would you mount a hydraulic door closer?
At the top?
Yeah, you win.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're amazing. I've got your number. Just hold the line and we'll sort your prize out.
Do you celebrate Christmas in July, Cindy?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Was Cindy even on the phone?
Cindy's just playing her own game, like dealing with her own things.
Guys, I want to talk to you about something next, right? And it's the English language. Now, what do you guys think about the word use? Like Y-O-U-S-E.
Well, it's not a real
word. It's not a word.
So that's a hard pass from me.
Hard pass from you.
Yeah.
I don't have.
Wait, unless you're spelling it differently, like E W E S.
No, like fine. You know how like someone, you know, you might go to a restaurant, for example, and the waitress.
Do yous have a table?
Do yous have a table?
Never.
Never.
We'll
saying
pass
that.
Through my lips.
It doesn't ruin my day. I couldn't really care, but it's not in a word.
It slipped out of my mouth on the weekend, and I got schooled on this, but. I've got something that's going to blow this wide open. The word use is in the dictionary.
Get out.
I'm going to tell you more next at New FM. But this word needs to be a part of our society. I'll tell you more after this, New FM.
This is The Novos.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, What Other People Say, a New FM at 6:21, guys. W-O-R-D, we're coming
up. And my job as a lexicographer is to try to put all the words possible into the dictionary.
Guys, I've got a win for all bogans right across the country this morning, and that is, did you know that the word use, Y-O-U-S-E, has been included in the dictionary?
I didn't know that.
Now, Crevo over here, Mr. Judgy, Mr. Educated, University Education over there, basically laughed at me. So I had a Zoom call over the weekend with my friends, and in my household, use is just like another word that people use.
Yeah.
Like in this context here. Like here.
What are you doing?
It's just always been a thing in my house. I've really trained myself to not say it.
Right, okay.
Since I moved out of home. Slips out sometimes. Mm. Anyway, I said it on the weekend. My friends gave me so much shit. Oh, use is not a word. You shouldn't be saying that. You work on the radio. Well, I thought, you know what? I'm going to do some investigating over the weekend. And I have discovered that the word use is included in the Macquarie Dictionary.
Now, this is interesting because sometimes if a word is, and this is a different word I'm using here, used a lot, then it just it gets put into the dictionary because of that.
That's true.
Is that the case, or is it actually an old English word that's fallen out of use and then back in?
I've had a look into this. So it has Irish origins, actually.
Does it?
Yeah, it there does, the word used. But no, it is exactly that. So a lot of people used it for so long. Macquarie Dictionary, they're a little bit looser with what they accept into the dictionary, but all the same, it's in there.
So what's the meaning?
Well, it just means like more than one.
So it's you, it's short for you, like all of you, isn't it?
It is.
An abbreviation for all of you. So I would hesitate to wonder whether it's been entered into the Oxford English.
I can confirm it's not in the Oxford English Dictionary, but it is in Macquarie.
Yeah.
I've actually found the Macquarie article on this, and I love that there's a comment section on this.
Yeah, what's it? Really? Oh, this would be a treat. Here we go.
Margaret says, I always use when writing to people I know well. It expresses accurately whether I'm referring to just the recipient, singular, or to the recipient plus his or her usual mob.
Oh, you know what? I can't stand people like this. Like, just way too much time on their hands.
What are you doing?
She's to jump on and defend a word online.
Like, not my sort of person.
An ally in you, Jay.
I just can't stand it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if someone says something differently, who gives a toss? At the end of the day, as long as you understand what they're saying, it doesn't hurt you.
The gays are always a little bit more judgier when it comes to language. Yeah, my friends are. Adam says on this, lots of waitresses I worked with over the years would say, I'll just take yous to your table. Many of them lost their jobs and never understood why. They were good waitresses. Now, people out there employing people, if someone that says yous, Y-O-U-S-E, it's fine.
It's in the dictionary.
If that's the biggest problem that person has, like that they say the word use and they get fired for that, you're better off without that job.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, just find another employer.
You know what? You're such a word snob. You are a wordsmith. I'll give you that, Crevo, sometimes.
Well, all right.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, okay, I accept that.
I'd love to set you a challenge to use the word use for, like, 25 times across a week, and I want you to record every single time you use it, whether you're at the shops or with your partner.
You know why I don't want to do it, but I hesitantly may.
Why?
I don't want to do it because I feel like it would put me in the habit of it, and then I'll be doing it automatically.
You need to dumb yourself down a little bit more.
Okay.
No, I think it's 38 days make a habit, isn't
it? Is
it?
Oh, maybe I'll be all right in a week.
Let's
then
do that. 38 days.
How many days?
All right. I will do it as a challenge, though, and you'll be able to hear the awkwardness in my voice.
Oh, sorry. It says it can take anywhere from 18 to 245 days for a person to form a new habit, and an average of 66 days for a new behaviour to become automatic.
What are you doing?
It's too close to 18 for my comfort.
I'm following this. New Sign, up next at New FM at 6:26.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
All right, so interesting conundrum I came across on the weekend. This person is asking, like on a forum, for some advice, right? So what they're saying is that they are keeping beehives in their backyard, which is great, right? Bee populations everywhere are down. Anyone that does this, they get free honey, and you're helping the environment, right? Really good. However, some new people have moved in next door, and one of their children is allergic to bees. Now, they're saying, this new neighbour that's just moved in has asked these people to remove their beehives. Now, this is a bit of a tricky one because, you know, should they remove the beehives? Right, or is it right or wrong to keep the bees?
So they're resisting getting rid of them.
Yeah, absolutely, because they've had the bees for a good few years now.
Oh, this is tricky because it's their
property. Go on, you first, Jade. Off you
it's
go.
It's their house, so therefore they should be able to keep the bees.
That's right. And if you've got a permit in New South Wales, which is, like, super easy to apply, you only have to pay it every 2 years, you're allowed to legally keep bees.
Because how many... Well, and if the kid's allergic, next-door neighbour... Mm. Oh, well, maybe they shouldn't be playing outdoors just in general if they're allergic to bees, really. If they've had these bees for bees for that long,
a good couple of years,
it's maybe. Their home. You can't go saying, hey, it's like me, my kid's scared of dogs. You have to get rid of your dog from next
very
door.
Very different. Get rid of the bees. These people have probably just spent, you know, their entire life savings buying a house, and they can't even really let their kid go outside. I think it's a reasonable thing to ask. Just have a conversation. I'm sure there are plenty other insects that they could use or keep.
Just get the kid an EpiPen. It'll be right.
Well, that's the thing, though. You'll have to carry it at all times. Like, because there's... When you've got, like, three hives of bees,
and
say,
he's not alone. There's lots of people that have to do that.
They carry it around at all times.
Yeah.
And that if you're going to have... Like, each hive has to be in the thousands of bees. So you've got a good 4,000 bees, maybe.
Oh, bees leave you alone. If the kids... They're throwing rocks at the hive, it deserves to be stung.
Absolutely. Well, this is the debate, though. 13-10-09 to get involved. Are you Team Jade... The bees stay, or your team, Maddie, the bees should go. This is the debate we're after here.
Bzzz. Yeah, 13-10-09. The weekend right now, this is Blinding Lights at New FM. Sunny today, guys. It's currently 9 degrees in Maitland. Good morning. The weekend, Blinding Lights for your Monday morning. It's 10 degrees at Warners Bay Esplanade right now, heading for a top of 18 there today. Sunny, guys, and on 13-10-09, we're doing a right or wrong, keeping the beehives when new neighbour's child is allergic.
Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
Yeah, that's right. So this family has had a couple of beehives, and they've had them for a couple of years now. These new neighbours moved into the house next door. Their child is allergic to bees and have asked these people to get rid of their bees. And so I thought, let's do the debate now, right or wrong, keeping the bees. Jade, you're saying it's fine. The bees already live there. Absolutely okay. Maddie, you're saying the bees are gonna go.
You know what? Since when have you become so interested in bees?
Well, I've actually wanted to get hives for a while.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd love to have a beehive and get the honey and stuff. It's just awesome.
If I was PM, I'd make everyone keep bees.
There you go.
Because it's good for the environment.
What a ridiculous policy.
Everyone must keep
have bees.
Yeah. That's probably a little...
and if you're allergic, we'll ship you off to Tasmania.
And there'll be a bee-free area?
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi. So what do you think about this? Do you think the people should still be allowed to keep their bees?
Well, I think they should because they had them prior to the owners moving in. And when you're purchasing a house, most people generally check what their surroundings are anyway.
That's true. Yeah. That's part
Jenny,
of the responsibility.
Did you ask your neighbours what pets they owned when you moved into your house?
Actually, I did.
Oh, you did?
Good on you, Jenny. And you know what?
Yes, I did.
If your child does have a serious allergic reaction to, say, a cat, well, maybe if you're purchasing a house, you should go and door knock the neighbourhood. I think that's being responsible.
Well, I think so too, but cats generally wander everywhere as well too. When we moved into where we're at, we had a cat door for ours and the cat used to come up to it. But then we got a dog and it stopped the cat from coming up to the cat door.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call this morning.
All right, so it's 100% of the calls on Team Jade. Problem solved. Let's close that off.
Oh, guys, speaking of, new neighbours in the streets, my husband and I bought a place in Queensland recently. And you know what? Like, we've been doing all the final paperwork with the bank on Friday, and I was furious when I left. I had this moment where I was just walking with mountain loads of extra debt, and I thought, you know what, the bank should be giving me a gift for my...
Man, you are Newcastle's biggest Karen.
No, no, no.
Everything you do, you find a problem with.
No, no, no. So I'm going to tell you more about it in a second because I had this epiphany. And I think we all need to band together to make a change.
You deserved a brand new toaster with your new house.
Damn straight I did. Anyway, we'll talk more about it in a sec.
6:42 and UFM, good morning. It's 10 degrees in Nelson Bay right now, sunny today. This is 105.3 UFM.
Guys, I'm a little bit upset with the bank because... Even though they've helped me out, I've got a loan, I've bought a place up in Queensland. I was walking out with my really heavy manila folder filled with paperwork and all this light
you
reading.
You love to carry excess luggage everywhere you go, don't you? Like,
how many bags did you have?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't even carry it back because it was, you know, it was that thick of all these documents. But anyway, I'm walking out and I'm like, yeah, we just signed. We're now in debt. Even more debt, woo! And I was thinking, you know what? The height of the bank, they should definitely, if you get a loan, they should be giving you something. Like, this should be a thing when you fill out a little check form saying, what would you prefer? Wine, beer, a bottle of Coke, chocolates, flowers, and you should be able to, like, just say, oh, you know what? I'm getting a such and such, like a $1 million loan. I should get the Pondérion or whatever it is.
Now,
what's Pondérion?
Whatever the fancy wine
is. You mean Dom Perignon?
That's it, Dom Perignon.
Looking at this from the bank's perspective, Jade, some might think the bank is doing you a favour by lending you the money.
I was going to say, what
maybe you should be buying the bank manager a bottle of Pondérion.
No.
Of Pondérignon, in your words.
You know what, though? The thing is that they're going to get that much more interest out of you anyway. So, really, how is it hard for them to give you a nice pen, even if it says Commonwealth Bank on it?
Aren't
or
you
Westpac?
Satisfied with being a homeowner for the second time?
No, I think they've got that much money out of me. I should be given at least something.
I think, tell me if I'm wrong here. Because what you're saying that they should give you a gift. What they're giving you is a whole bunch of their money, and you get to use that however you choose. Isn't that a pretty good gift?
No, because they're corrupt. You know what I mean?
That's a big axe to swing broadly.
I know, but
thank you to the sponsors of the show, Commonwealth Bank.
No, they don't sponsor our show. But like, I'm just saying, it would be nice. You know, the real estate when you buy a place always gives you a hamper.
Man,
you haven't bought a house yet. So you know what?
What it's like to not get a gift.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and you don't get a thank you, even if it's a measly pen or a frisbee.
Jade wheels this out all the time. You don't have a mortgage, so you don't understand. I guarantee you my rent's probably more than your mortgage. So I do understand what it's like.
No.
Yeah, you do. And I love that you've gone, like, what a big difference. The $300 bottle of champagne versus a pen. Like, at least find the middle.
All I'm trying to say is that I don't care at the end of the day what it is, but I just think it should be something.
Well, do you know what I think you should do? I think you should go back into the bank today.
And demand.
And pull, and I'm sure you have a cooling off period. Cancel the contract and try your luck at another bank.
They might give you a gift.
No, but it's across the board, though. I don't know if anyone is with a bank where you got a gift, 131009.
It'd be worth
it. I'd like to know.
Jade will change banks immediately.
I just think it just makes sense to me. If I was the manager of the bank, I'd be giving customers...
Pens, like a
magnet. I don't care. It can be small.
I like how one of those options was a bottle of Coke.
Well, because I don't drink like beer. I'm not a big beer drinker. I only drink Moscato, and no one ever stocks that as a.
Get a $2 coin and go down the vending machine. You'll be done.
I'll even pay for it. Do you know what though, Jade? Honestly,
yeah.
You need to chill, doll.
No,
chill out.
No,
chill out, sister.
No, I'm going to change the world.
Okay. Excellent.
This time with Maddie up next. And apologies to all the banks out there. It's not your fault.
Across Newcastle, this is Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up on New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo.
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The No-Nos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The No-Nos.
This
three
is The No-Nos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
So, guys, I was just telling you briefly about my thing with the bank and how I believe
that... You're whinging,
correction. I was whinging, and that's fine. You're allowed to whinge every now and again. But I was just thinking, whenever you get a loan for, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, some people, like, in the millions, you should walk away from the bank with a little thank you gift, whether it's a pen or a bottle of wine, just something.
Now, you spend millions, not a couple of hundred K.
So put this out there. I said, anyone on 131009, if you've ever gotten, you know, a thank you from the bank, let me know. And you're going to believe this, but we've got a call from Cheryl. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, really good, thank you. So tell us, like, you've gotten a couple of things from the banks in the past.
I have. So, with our first home loan, we actually got a free holiday.
What?
That was years ago now, so we went to Queensland for the week.
That's amazing.
Jade's looking a little green here this morning.
So, who was that with?
That was with a grader.
Yeah, nice.
And recently, well, my sister bought last year, and she actually got a free huge flat screen TV through the Commonwealth Bank.
Wow! So how are you guys getting this? You must be the luckiest family when it comes to dealing with the banks.
No, I think every bank has its deals and promotions, so it's basically like shopping around.
Hey, were you a fairly easy customer, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Because I have a theory. I think the more difficult you are as a customer, the less likely you are to get a gift.
I'm not difficult. I'm one of the most patient people on the planet.
How long did you spend with the bank manager, Jade? Was it at least 2 hours?
No, not at all. If anything, I did all of it over the phone. She didn't have to.
Were you
lift
on the
her
phone
finger.
For 2 hours?
She had to scan a piece of paper once or
there
twice.
We go.
Oh well, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you so
Jade's
much, Cheryl.
Not happy. She's going to play this call to the bank today.
You just got to be a better negotiator, by the sounds.
I'm
going to
ask from now on. Hey, what are you throwing in with the deal?
What I think you should do is call them and say, "Hey, where's my gift?"
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Just go. I heard you can get a gift. What have you got for me?
Hey,
book a sister up.
If anyone's getting a loan out today, you just heard Cheryl's story. Make sure you bargain. Ask the question.
Demand a gift.
But guys, on 131009, we want to know, what bad news did you have to break to the boss? Because I feel sorry for, I guess, the managers of the Poland national swimming team, because they've had to send 6 athletes home from Tokyo after selecting too many by mistake. I didn't even know how you can make such an error.
Someone screwed up.
Big time.
So they had 23 swimmers, but they had to trim the team down to 17 to comply with the qualifying rules.
Oh, my God. So can you imagine the phone call to the boss? You know how you spent, like, tens of thousands of dollars sending these people over? We're just going to send some back, and they don't even get in the pool.
You know what? Polish is quite an aggressive language.
Is it?
Quite aggressive.
Like harsh?
Very similar to Russian, I think. When you're angry, you can really tell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend I can speak Polish. A lot of Polish, I've encountered a few Polish people in my life. Tradies, very cranky.
Really? My brother-in-law's Polish.
There you go.
Yeah. But 131009, what bad news did you have to break to the boss?
Okay, we'll do it after Justin Bieber. This is Hold On. Right now at New FM, 7:06. Sunny today, tops of 18 degrees on the coast. Good morning. This is New FM. Morning, everyone. Jay, Maddie and Crevo, 7:09. Justin Bieber there. And on 131009 this morning, we're asking you, what bad news did you have to break to the boss?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because Poland's national swimming team had to send 6 athletes home from the games after selecting too many by mistake. So they had 23. They had to trim the team down to 17 to qualify for the rules for the games. And imagine that. Imagine dedicating 5 years of your life, striving for gold. You give up your private life. You give up work. You're sacrificing your family. And all of a sudden, the teen comes to you and says, sorry, you're going home.
Well, also,
you'd be furious.
Yeah, you've there's like two parts to it because, first of all, you think you've made it,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Can you imagine the build up telling all your mates?
I'm going to be an Olympian.
Like, oh, so well done. You good job even to make it, even if you don't bring home a medal.
Yeah.
What if you don't even get to dip your toe in the pool?
Interesting development, right? They're actually suing the Polish swimming committee.
Well, I would imagine the emotional distress.
Yeah.
There's a winning lawsuit right there.
Like, get the violin out. Just keep training for next year. You know what I mean? Don't go suing. It's a bit much. Maybe get your money back for the ticket.
You are such a hypocrite sometimes.
I don't like people who sue for willy-nilly.
You were at the low. You're the most litigious person I know.
I've sued once.
That's more
once.
Than anyone else I know.
You know what? If you went to the pickleball nationals, right?
Yeah.
There were three people.
Yeah.
But then you got there and they only needed two and you dropped out, you'd be filthy.
Oh,
they cut you from the team.
So they can
you'd
just
be suing for damages.
Yeah.
Just for
I want the money for my flight.
Just the cost, but not any of this emotional garbage.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Morning.
Hello, good morning. Now, what bad news did you have to break to your boss?
So my boss had a new work car. It was like a Mondeo or something, and he was running late for work, and I do spare parts pickups in his car, and I needed to go fill it up with petrol, and I got to the petrol station, and this old man, he was behind me, he come up and he snapped off my boss's bumper bar on the back of the car. He just come up and snapped it off. To be fair, it was hanging a little bit off because he'd pulled out of his driveway a bit too quick, but we had to get the servo to get the camera stuff and send it to the police and reports and such because he just come up and snapped the whole bumper bar off.
Like with his hand?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he goes, oh, that's hanging down a bit, and I go, oh yeah, that's okay, thanks. And he just come up and he just snapped it off. Like it wasn't pulled off, got to be put back on. But he actually snapped the thing in half. And I'm standing there going, am I being punked? Like, what the hell?
Was it Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, it was just some cranky old guy who thought he'd just save the day when he definitely did not.
It feels like, you know, when people, they see, say, for example, the corner of a bit of plastic peeling off like an appliance or something, they just can't resist but to peel it back. That guy saw it hanging down and went, I can't resist.
So
it's not my car.
Full force and just snapped it. And I was like, what the hell?
So, Katie, just out of curiosity, what did your boss say? Like, how'd he take it?
He thought I was joking with him.
He thought you were pranking him.
We have like notorious workplace prank when we can, but this was legit, and I was trying to tell him, look, I'm really sorry, but this happened for sure, like this is real, and he's like, you're kidding me. So yeah,
thanks Katie. Wow.
Not kidding, boss.
Not
terrible.
That's horrible.
Terrible call to have to make. I remember one time I was working at another radio station and one of the new announcers took the work car out,
yeah,
filled it full of diesel. It was a petrol car.
How can you even do that? It won't let you push it in the hole.
Managed to somehow.
To get like a funnel.
Like, that was like just sat there like at the very top. Apparently she was like, yeah, it was a bit hard to put in, but I managed to fill up the car. Very, very
what
uncomfortable
happened?
Call to the boss. Well, of course they had to like drain it, bleed the whole like engine and everything of all its fuel.
That's why they don't let any of us use them work promo vehicles here. Too paranoid.
Well,
you're going to put diesel in that, you're going to ruin it. Guys, what's the gossip next with producer Jackson. Crossing over to him next at New FM 13 past 7.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
Jackson's here. Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you three?
Good morning.
Good.
What's making goss today, my friend?
Let's start with Angelina Jolie, because you know I love her. She's currently fighting Brad Pitt in court. I feel like this is the divorce proceedings that are just never-ending, but she's had a big win because, of course, she wants full-time custody of all those kids, and she wants to move them over to Europe, so she wants to live in France. So Brad Pitt's like, nope, you're not leaving until they're 18. She's not happy about it. They've actually dismissed the judge in the case that was siding with Brad Pitt. because they found out that he has a personal relationship with a lot of Brad Pitt's counsel. So she's sort of like making ground now. So they've got to choose a new judge that doesn't have any bias towards them.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
Scandalous, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
How many kids do they have? Like about 8?
I think there's 5 kids that are under 18, which this court case includes. So there's a couple over 18.
Still, that's a lot. Like, for this to 5 kids, you can imagine that what they're going through as well. Like, first of all, our parents are getting divorced. Righto, you know, we've seen that on TV before. But now one of them wants to take us to live in France.
So
like, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun at all.
The youngest is 13.
This has been such a long, nasty, drawn-out process with these two. I thought these two would be quite amicable
they just buy houses across the road from each other and live like that for the next 8 years.
Yeah, well, Adele's doing that with her ex-husband. They live across the road from each other.
Surely they could do that, you know? You don't have to see each other all the time, but you just live your lives. But not then.
I'm Team Ange. I'm Team Ange on this. I'm going out there and saying that.
Yeah, well, hey, go for it.
Hey, she's...
I like a Disney villain.
I loved her as, was it Maleficent?
Yeah.
Maleficent. How sad, though, that that's what happened to her movie career. She just ended up as the Disney witch. He
was
great.
Yeah. You know? His career is not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Look, let's move on. Thomas Markle, another court case pending. So he's done a little interview with Fox News and he's revealed the next steps that he's going to take with his daughter, Meghan Markle. Now, I've got the audio of it, but it's not very great because they've interviewed him next to a beach. So just play that audio.
Yeah,
mate.
Let's roll the tape.
I will be petitioning the California courts for the right to see my grandchildren in the very near future.
So he's going to petition the courts. Maybe he can use Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's ex-judge. But,
you know, I feel for Thomas Markle. I mean, the poor guy, she's just cast all of her family aside.
Because they're scum. No offense, but they are. Like,
you know what? Can I just say, Jackson, I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but have you heard about the new Prince Harry book coming out, the tell-all book that he's writing? $20 million he's getting for that. 40, actually. Yeah. £20 million.
You know what? At least, you know, so he should get the money. Because how many books have been written about him and he's never seen a dime? And it's probably not true.
Who's the grub? No. It's them.
No.
I'm off them.
Nah.
Honestly.
No. I really like Meghan and Harry. And
me
I
too.
Would cast my family aside as well. Big old fat Thomas Markle with his tomato sauce stained shirt. Some stories about his we'll daughter. And
who does that? Who fakes photos?
What do you mean who fakes photos?
Well, like her wedding before her wedding day.
That's right.
Staging, ruining your daughter's wedding.
So interesting.
Who rolls up to the palace in their wheelchair without a bloody invite?
It's Thomas Markle.
Thomas Markle, that's who.
The son, Thomas Markle Jr., is here for Big Brother VIP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what? yeah. Read it over the weekend. Apparently, he's just flown in.
Is he going to be one of the VIPs?
Yeah.
Because who's ever heard of him?
Well, the producers of Big Brother VIP. I think it'd be great.
He's the only one in the family, though, if I'm correct, that supports Meghan Markle.
Oh, right. I knew nothing about Thomas Markle until this moment. Does he resemble Thomas Markle at all?
Like,
yeah, look quite different.
You'd hope not. You'd go and see a doctor if you did.
Thanks, Jackson. Guys, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. Plus, birthday lotto is back before 8 o'clock worth $400 today.
Yeah.
The
Novos,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody!
Oh, my God!
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, you remember the Coles Little Shop?
How could you forget?
I know, right?
One of the biggest sales promotions of the past decade, I reckon.
Just when I thought I'd never have to hear those words again.
Coles Little Shop. The kids' eyes are probably pricked up in the car already. I thought they were adorable, the little mini shapes, the tomato sauce, you know, the dynamo little liquids. I didn't collect them, but I can, like, if I was a child, I would have been full into it. I know our old newsreader collected them all. He
was
obsessed.
He loved Carl's Little Shop.
But some sad news if you are a Little Shop lover. it's no more.
You're less plastic in the world. Get rid of them.
Yeah, so Coles has turned around and said, you know what, we want to help the environment out a little bit more. And apparently they did a survey where about 9,000 customers said that landfill and plastic packaging was the number one concern. So they've gone, you know what, no more little shop.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll discuss this more in a minute, but yeah. I think a lot of people are thrilled, but a lot of people were absolutely frothed it. I reckon there'll be some people upset about this.
Yeah, absolutely. More details after Mark Ronson, Miley Cyrus. Nothing breaks like a heart. A new FM 18, the top on the coast today. It's 9 degrees in the city right now. Good morning. Morning, everyone. This is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Mark Ronson, Miley there, guys. And we are receiving some very sad news this morning, Jade, about Coles Little Shop.
Yeah.
Maddie and Crevo.
Coles permanently ends Little Shop collectibles as part of a new sustainability campaign. They actually got a fair big survey, over 9,000 people, which is quite a lot.
Mm.
And their biggest concern was landfill and the use of plastic. So Coles have turned around and said, you know what? We're committed to becoming 100% recycled, you know, packaging and all that sort of thing. So where we can, we want to cut out any
waste.
So that's it. It's gone.
Now, the one good thing to come out of this, if you do have any Coles Little Shop merch, I'm sure it'll be worth a lot more money now.
You say that, but of course I was quick to look into it.
Yes.
And you can get yourself, say, the original Coles Little Shop folder with all of the collectibles for under $40.
Really?
So if you remember correctly, to get each single item, you had to spend $30 or more at Coles.
Ugh.
Right? So for a fairly decent price, you can get yourself well invested in the collectibles if you think they're going to go up over time.
So you're saying $40 for all of them is every single, reasonable?
I think, like, considering each one you had to spend 30 to get one.
I'm actually thinking this is going to be something that will be worth heaps in 25 years. Like, original Coles merch. No, real talk. Mm. If it's in mint condition, give it 25, 30 years. It might be worth something.
I love how hopeful you get.
The thing is, though, there was
I don't have any, so it's not helping my life.
There's just so many of them. Like, it's not something that was very rare. And also, when you look at them, they're quite sturdy, so they're not going to deteriorate as a collectible. So if people have them just in the back of the cupboard, you're one amongst many.
Kids love them, though. I remember when I was a little girl, I had a little pretend cash register, and I'd sit there and I'd pretend like I was
running, you know, a shop,
running my own shop. They're such a good size for kids to play on their little cash
pretend
registers.
Shops, yeah,
it's really cool.
Maybe your choking hazard.
Well, that too. At a certain age, you definitely have to be
That's
careful.
That's not Coles.
Well, hang on to them. You never know, Creamer.
You might make a dollar out of them one day, just not today.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto is up next, worth $400 today, guys.
Yes.
What month are we looking for, please?
We are looking for November.
Okay, if you were born in November, give us a call right now, 131009. Welcome to Monday. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time to win some money, $400 up for grabs with Birthday Lotto.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, the lucky month today is November. Let's meet our caller, guys, playing for the money. Let's go.
Emma, she has two kids, a five-year-old and a five-month-old baby. She has two guinea pigs called Penny and Smudge, and she would rather chocolate over vanilla ice cream any day. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So big congrats on your five-month-year-old baby. What's her name?
Zoe.
Oh,
cute.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Is she a good baby or extremely misbehaved?
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't want any better.
Oh, really?
Isn't
that's
that great?
So good. So lucky.
Well, good stuff. All right, well, let's win you the money. I mean, having a baby is expensive, right? You must have dropped some cash on, like, cribs and blankets and outfits, yeah?
Et cetera.
Yes, we have.
400, that'll be very helpful at this time.
All right, I have pulled out, Emma, the 15th of November.
Oh, no, it's the 7th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too bad.
So close.
I'm sorry.
So close, but so far.
Congratulations on the newborn. Good
Absolutely.
Stuff, guys. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, guys, we're doing a live cross to Tokyo. Of course, the game's on right now. Have you guys been watching much of the Olympics?
I watched a little bit of the skateboarding, the bit where the guy slipped on the skateboard and cracked his crown jewels.
His nads. I've been watching, I watched some of the water polo, the basketball, I've been watching the gymnastics, I've been watching some of the equestrian.
How was the basketball?
It was all right. I watched the match last night. Our Aussie Boomers were playing Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we won in the end.
Is that the one where they cut away from the game right before the end?
Sometimes they
some
cut.
Scandal like
it's
that.
Annoying, yeah. Sometimes they have to cut early. They've got to go between the different
sports
events.
To try and cover all. We've already got a camera here, guys. Got to go live. Come on.
Do you know what was incredible? I actually have goosebumps talking about this. But one of the ladies in the gymnastics, I forgot what country it was, somewhere over in Europe, she had competed in her 8th Olympics. She was 48 years old. She's been in every single Olympic Games since 1992.
Oh, wow.
Seems almost unbelievable.
It really does. And she has a husband and a full-grown son, but 48 years old, and she was unbelievable. Sadly, she didn't go through to the final heats, but the whole, like, obviously it would have been good if there was crowds there, but I have goosebumps. Everyone was standing up and, like, clapping her, and all the other gymnasts were going around and getting photos with her, because that's incredible. Like,
can you do a amazing goosebump check on Jade, please? Because you're wearing a very big coat.
I am wearing a big coat.
But I think the warmth has stopped them.
Like, honestly, like, that's no one's done that.
Amazing story,
yeah.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
I was like, yes!
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
as we head to the tail end of July, with the HSC timetable, it's actually only 2 months away before the start of the HSC exams.
Wow.
So October 12th is the start of the timetable. And, of course, a lot of students around New South Wales, 76,000, in fact, are getting ready. You know, they're preparing, they're studying and getting ready for these exams, which can feel like one of the most important points in your life if you're in school.
Absolutely. It'd be up there as the most stressful thing for kids 16, 17.
They drilled it into us at school. That's the only thing you heard about, day in, day out.
So I was talking to this teacher friend I have who said that this year of all years, with everything that's happening, obviously there's been so many disruptions to study, and also just the general stress of COVID and all of the disruptions to daily life, kids, she said, are more stressed out than ever. So up next, I just want to have a bit of a chat about HSC exams in general and how it's, yes, it's very important, but how exams aren't everything, right? We're going to get into some facts and figures to try and put your mind at ease, both if you are a student, but also if you're a parent.
Good stuff. This is great. We'll do it after Glass Animals Heat Waves and New FM. It's 8:04. Good morning. Glass Animals Heat Waves at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:08.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Not something that we've talked about a lot on this show, but I wanted to just touch base with students who are in year 12, but also their families as well, because if you have a child in your family that's currently getting ready to do their HSC, it can put a lot of pressure on everyone involved, because a lot of people put a huge amount of weight and stress on these exams in the last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, like, I know, Maddie, you left a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so I didn't do my HSC.
Right.
So I left after year 10.
But even year 10 for you would have felt like probably fairly important, or what were you thinking? What was going through your mind at that time?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I had some personal things going on, like, in my life at home.
Yeah.
So that was kind of why I didn't go on to year 11 and 12. I had to get a job to help mum because my dad left and stuff. So I regret it. But, yeah, the year 10, it's drilled into you that it sets up your future. Even from year 10 and onwards, you know, it's just so important. And it is really drilled into your mind that it's the make or break kind of thing.
Yeah. What about you, Jade? What was your situation?
I did, well, it was HSC, same thing, OP up in Queensland.
Yeah.
I think it's changed now.
Equivalent, yeah.
But, yeah, I did it. To be honest, I wish I didn't.
Really?
I made, because the school was kept enforcing that, do your HSC, do your HSC. And my mum thought it was the right thing to do, but it's not always for everyone. I wish I went down a different avenue. Like, personally, I probably would have rather have left earlier and gotten a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a huge amount of pressure, right, that's put on students. Firstly, to just complete it, but then also to achieve these higher results.
And
right?
I did well in the subjects that I loved, like drama and like English. I did really well in, or in sport, but otherwise, you know, science and maths, like, geez, I don't even think I passed a single test.
Yeah, and this is sort of one of the points I want to make, and it's actually, this is a really interesting statistic. Even if you are thinking about studying something further after school, currently only 20% of university admissions now rely on the ATAR. Only 20%. So there's certain, like, fields where it is absolutely essential, things like medical, anything along those lines, engineering, anything to do with math. But as soon as you sort of step outside that area, there are other things that contribute to your admission into university.
I will add, too, I didn't really enjoy studying at school. I really enjoyed TAFE. I found that really enjoyable. But I wanted to add as well that because I looked at going into the Air Force at one point, and obviously I passed my English, but I didn't pass my maths. So I actually went and redid my Year 10 English, like Year 10 English and maths. I just thought, oh, I'll do it again because I think I was like 26. I thought I'd just do a refresher. In the end, I didn't go into the Air Force, but it was still good to do, I guess.
Absolutely.
And I have it. But you can go back and redo it. It was very easy to do.
That's a great point. So many different pathways as well when you are older in life to finish your studies as well.
So just get your head around this as well. If you're feeling a bit stressed, etc., or know someone that is, up to 30% of students in this final year suffer from anxiety, stress, or depression. So one in three, pretty much. And this year, with COVID and everything that's happening, like anecdotally, because they don't really have the studies out yet, but it seems like a lot higher. So if you've got mates that you think might be struggling a bit, or, you know, stressing out, or maybe it's yourself, don't feel like you're alone, and don't feel like you can't reach out to teachers, to the networks that are at your school to try and get help, right?
Now, you take your you've taken it very seriously, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of pressures and feelings did you go through personally going through school? Because, like, you have been at, like, a high achiever in your education, right?
Yeah, so in high school, I found I was someone that didn't find it easy at school, but I was just interested in education, and as a result of that, I was, like, very driven. But to get to that level, I had to probably work a lot harder than a lot of other people. But that was just because it was my interest, and I think that's an important thing, like, key point to make. If there's an area that you're interested in, don't feel like these exams are the be-all and end-all for what's happening. Exams aren't everything, and that's really the point I want to make. If you're feeling some stress or pressure, it might feel like this is the pinnacle of everything in life, but in 5 years' time, it's not even something that's discussed.
It's really
anymore.
Just the beginning.
Right. That's a great way of putting it. It is the beginning of your adult life, and it doesn't set up everything.
No.
Obviously, try and do your best, but don't take that level of pressure that a lot of people do, because that won't help you either.
It's great advice, Crevo. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And all this week, we're going to be chatting to some professionals, yeah?
That's right. So we're going to talk to some other people and just try and get through and chat more about this issue, which is often not that talked about. So through this week, we're going to be discussing what I'm calling exams aren't everything.
Good stuff, man. It's a great message. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, Jade.
And guys, we're going to be having a chat. Obviously, I think everyone today at work is going to be talking about the Sydney protests over the weekend, over the anti-lockdown. So we're going to be touching base with that in just a sec.
Okay, it's 8:14, a new FM. Good morning.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
And I feel like a lot of people do out there this morning, very disappointed about the actions of those who protested in Sydney on Saturday, the anti-lockdown protests in Sydney. Who knows now if that's going to be a super spreader event? I really hope not, but just... like how people were behaving. You know what shocked me? Like some of the violence that people were prepared to go to.
Yeah.
Like it was just very disappointing to see.
And like just the way that people acted and thought that this was fine to put everyone else at risk just so that they could have their moment to apparently say their piece at a time when you just can't be having big crowds.
Do you know what's really concerning? It did remind me of the US Capitol breaches back in November last year. Just that mob mentality just doesn't belong in this country. It doesn't suit us as a people. And I was just so disappointed to see so much violence. It's one thing, I'm all for protesting, right? Like that's a part of life.
Yeah.
But not in a pandemic.
No.
And don't bring violence to protesting, because it actually cheapens the impact and the cause of protesting.
Any message that you want to put out there, is then discounted almost immediately as soon as you bring violence into the picture, because everyone goes, well, you're just a mob.
Yeah.
As if we're going to believe anything you're saying.
Well, what's good is apparently they've had 5,500 tip-offs. So a lot of people have been calling Crime Stoppers to dob in people that they know, because obviously everyone would have been on social media and Snapchat and TikTok and everything. So that's a win. And they've actually identified over 200 people so far, and that is climbing. So they're actually going to, you know, be fining a lot of those people, and good.
Absolutely.
You know, something needs to happen to them.
Some of the ways that these people are being caught, it just plays into their stupidity. So someone I actually know put up a tweet, because he has a big Twitter following, saying, if you're participating in the lockdown protest, F you. And it drew in, he did it as a trap, and it drew in a bunch of people who sent him, like, screen grabs and stuff of them there.
Wow.
And which he then promptly sent straight to Crime Stoppers.
Good.
So wow. he was, look, in a way, it's his, like, public profile that he put out there doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, he could be worried about repercussions. But what a great thing to do to get these people caught, because we can't have this happening again.
No.
It just can't happen again.
Fingers crossed.
This Sydney lockdown is affecting so many people, and it doesn't matter if you live here in Newcastle or in Sydney. We all know somebody that's currently locked down in this country at the moment, almost 14 million people. There's just so many impacts, and this is only going to extend it out. Just please, just follow the rules for now.
Yeah, exactly. So we can get this done quickly, we can get out.
Yeah, it's 8:25 at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos, and the mics are on now.
The Olympics are in full swing at the moment. Jade, you are loving it.
Oh, I'm having the best time of my life. I'm just like, I'm channel flicking. I'm become a channel flicker.
I watched the gymnastics, the men's gymnastics the other day for like 3 hours. It's just once you start watching, you've just sucked in.
Yeah,
over.
It's
fascinating.
Cool.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Awesome.
Of course, we're seventh on the medal tally actually at the moment.
Oh,
we've got
good.
That one gold. Those Aussies killing it in the pool. We're actually crossing to Tokyo next, catching up with Matt Carmichael, who's a part of the Channel 7 Olympics team. We'll chat to him after Eminem and Ed Sheeran. This is River and New FM. Good morning.
We'll be with you till the world blows up.
Pink, All I Know So Far. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crossing to Tokyo right now, guys. Matt Carmichael from the Channel 7 Games team is on the line right now. Hey, Matt, how are you? Good morning.
Very well, thank you. How are you today?
Going well, thanks, man. What's the vibe over there like at the moment? You must be loving it, man. As a reporter, this must be one of the best jobs, right?
Yeah, we're very lucky. Oh, you have to say, like, it's an amazing part of our job, and one of the real reasons that I do this for, you know. And we didn't think we were going to ever get to come, like all the athletes, and to be over here, it's been an incredible sort of start to the games, and I think everyone over here is just really pinching themselves that we're here.
Absolutely. Now, have you had any unusual observations about how things have happened with the games having no spectators?
I just missed the start of that, but yeah, it's been it's a bit funny over here because you hear about the state of emergency, and it's nothing like our lockdown that we have back at home. You know, there's pretty much the only thing that changes is they shut restaurants at 8 o'clock at night. So. For the locals here, I think that's the frustrating part. They go on about life as normal, but they can't. They're sitting there watching all this happen in empty grandstands. It's frustrating them.
What's it like for the athletes? What's their take on it? You know, obviously performing, you know, in front of empty grandstands. Is it changing the way they're competing or how they feel about the Olympics for them?
It's definitely not changing the way they feel about the Olympics and the way they're competing, because you just see the Australian athletes over here. I keep sort of likening to, it's almost like a school carnival atmosphere. It's like they're at their first ever sort of trip away. They're having such a great time. There's an amazing spirit in this Australian team, and you're seeing with all the athletes, the effort they had to go to get here with all that lockdown last year, you know, all those training in the backyard and all that sort of stuff. It's just a huge deal to them. So the vibe is actually amazing. And you could just imagine how great it would be with crowds, but even without they're absolutely having a great time.
Has it been a standout moment for you at the games right now? Has there been an event you've watched and you've just been blown away?
It's pretty hard to go past that relay gold medal yesterday.
Good job.
to see those swimmers out in front, like a whole body length out in front of the world record line, their own world record, but as well the 18-year-old Tunisian in the 400 freestyle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the celebration of him and his coach, like that was pretty cool. It was just our man Jack McLaughlin, but it was.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just losing him at the moment. Hey, man,
the one we're hanging out for,
dude. What are your tips? What are your tips for today, man? I know that we've got a couple of opportunities for gold today. Do you think we've got a good chance?
We're obviously today's one of the very very big races of the game for us. Ariane Titmus and Katie Ledecky in the 400 freestyle. Titmus was a little bit slower in the heats last night, but. Her coach, Dean Boxall, just gave a nice little confident nod after that. I think she saved a lot in the bank, and I think Australia will be watching that today as one of the great events of the game. Titmus, Emma McKeon going for gold in the 100 butterfly as well. So
yeah, good
hopefully,
stuff.
Fingers crossed, a couple of gold medals in the pool today.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Thanks, Matty. And of course, you guys are doing a great job. Channel 7, you can find the 2021 Tokyo Olympic coverage. Thank you, sir. And guys, so exciting.
Absolutely.
This is great. I mean, what a buzz to be a reporter and going over there, you know, like...
Oh.
dangerous, but once in a lifetime.
Well, the amount of trips any reporter can go on at the moment is mostly zero.
What blew my mind is what he just described Japan like right now in Tokyo. So it's life as normal for everyone basically outside. It's just restaurants close at 8. I'd be so angry if...
Probably a good thing, though, you know.
If I was there. Well, but the thing is, Tokyo streets are so busy anyway. Like, you... It wouldn't make a difference whether you're in a grandstand or if you're just going about your everyday over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, birthday lotto is up next. $400 up for grabs today.
That's right, and I've just spun the wheel. It has come up as December. So if you're born in December, this is your chance. 13-10-09. Try and get your mitts on 400 big ones.
Okay, we'll do it next in New FM.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
People stop me in the street going, you guys are crazy with the amount of money you're giving away at the moment. And I'm like, yes, we are. It's not our money. Who cares, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Try and give away as much as we can. 400 up for grabs right now. And eligible if you're born in the month of December. Well, let's do this. Let's meet our contestant.
All right, we're going to Jody. She used to work in a hospital and got over it. So she had a career change and opened a cafe at Rutherford 3 years ago. She said her life is a bit like Groundhog Day at Christmas. Obviously, her birthday is in December. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. It's sad that you can't get away around Christmas time for your birthday.
You just sort of gave it away, don't you? I don't think we need to pull it out.
I don't know what date your birthday is.
All right, let's get these birthday balls
spin
up
them
and
around.
Spin it.
$400. What are you spending that on, Jody?
Oh, I'm going to take the staff out for drinks when we... When we can.
Oh, yes, good. Can we come?
It can go in the kitty, mate. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's so
they
sweet.
Work really hard. I love the guy. Love them all so much.
Give yourself a shout out. What cafe?
D'Artagnan's Cafe at Rutherford at the Harvey Norman Complex.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just opposite Spotlight. So come down and support us. So we love it.
Good on you. You know what? I was actually talking about you behind the scenes, Jodie. I said, you know, it's so cool.
That Jody's a real piece of work.
I did not. I said it's really cool when, you know, someone just thinks, you know what, stuff it. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to be my own boss. And you just go out there and you buy a cafe. Like, did you have any experience in that?
Not really.
Like, I just think that's so brave.
I had experience with all different areas that I worked. And I just took a punt with a friend and we went in and... Off we go.
I'm glad it's going well. Good stuff. Good story.
Good to hear.
I've pulled out the 18th of December.
Oh, nah. But I know a good bloke that was born that day, so...
So you've got that to think about.
So, out of curiosity, what
if
day...
If only they'd called.
Yeah. What day were you born?
The 25th, darling.
Oh, Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
December, I'm like, woohoo, I'm getting on there. It won't be mine. You won't pull it out.
Oh, that's all right. Look, I hope you get some people in from the plug. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You. Thank you very much. Guys, 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie. Hey, Monday morning calls for some serious power to wake you up, right? Am I the only one that's still asleep after the weekend? Blank Hog round the get up in there to do it. Yeah, I can't believe this came out in 2019. It is on the way. Maroon 5, Don't Want to Know. I've got that as well. And let's do some fresh stuff. Lord, Solar Power, all after 9 as we go 105 minutes commercial free.
Good stuff. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the day, guys.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Catch you then. Bye.